Hi and welcome to Shibi Yamani Foods. I'm Catherine and today I'm going to be making for you chicken mandi with rice. Mandi is a popular dish throughout the whole Arab world, and it's originally from Hadramaut, part of Yemen, I believe. And traditionally it's made using a round oven underground cooked with hot coals, so the kind of gets like a smoky flavor. But today I'm going to be making it in my oven at home, so I'm going to show you how to do that. The first step is to marinate the chicken, and I'm using a whole roasting chicken here, but you could use a half chicken or whatever parts of the chicken that you want, but I recommend using parts of the dark meat for this. So to make the marinade, I have a couple tablespoons of melted butter. You could use whatever olive oil, whatever kind of oil you want. And then I'm going to use also 1 teaspoon of Hawaii spice mix, and also about an eighth or so teaspoon of turmeric for color. And if you want, you could also use saffron for color, or you could use, sometimes the restaurants use food coloring if you want to do that. Or you could just leave it out because it doesn't really affect the taste, it's just for color. And then we have here salt to taste.
First, mix the ground spices and the turmeric into the butter and rub it all over the chicken. Let this sit for a couple hours or even overnight so the flavors can absorb. It's best to make sure that the chicken is at room temperature and also dry, free from any water, at the time you're going to put it in the oven. This will help make sure that the crust gets nice and crispy. Also, ahead of time, you need to place the saffron threads into a couple tablespoons of water and let it sit so that the water turns a nice bright orange. And the longer you let it sit, the better, the brighter the color. You can also use the saffron to color the chicken if you like, instead of the turmeric. The reason I didn't is because I didn't want to get extra water on the outside of the chicken.
Okay, the next step is to make the rice, and to do that I'm going to use 4 cups of basmati rice. You can use more or less if you want, and I need also water, 6 cups of water according to this rice, but that depends again on the rice that you're using. Spices, I have green cardamom, peppercorn, cloves, bay leaf, cinnamon stick, green chili, spicy green chili. It depends on your taste. You could have more or less if you want. This is 1 chopped onion, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of oil, salt to taste. This is the saffron that's been sitting in the water to color and give fragrance to the rice. If you want to, you could also use food coloring or turmeric will be a substitute for color but not for flavor. Saffron has a really nice flavor, but it's also expensive, hard to find. I also need to give the mandi rice the smoked flavor. I'm going to use the natural coal, and this is the same coal that you use for incense. You can find it in ethnic stores or Middle Eastern stores. If you can't find it for some reason, if you have like a wood stove in your house or a fireplace, you could use just a piece of the coal from the ember, as long as it's just all natural wood with no chemicals, because you're going to be using it for food. So that is just what you need.
In a large pot over medium heat, add in the 2 tablespoons of oil along with the chopped onion and saute the onion for a couple of minutes until the onions start to sweat and release their flavor. When the onions are soft, then you can shut off the heat and add in the rest of the ingredients for the rice. So that means the rice, the whole spices, the salt, I use 3 teaspoons, the green chilies, and the water. Place a rack over the large pot, then place the chicken on top of the rack. The pot should be larger than the size of the chicken so that when the juices from the chicken fall, they all fall into the rice pot. When the chicken is done and the rice, you can fluff up the rice a little bit and let it sit. Also let the chicken sit before you cut it. Remove some of the rice if you'd like to flavor it with the saffron, and pour over the saffron water to the rice. And then you could also use food coloring like red or orange on some of the rice, sprinkle it on, and then mix back all the other rice together. So you should have like a multicolored rice. Then heat the charcoal over the stove until it's smoking, and place it into a little dish with oil in it. Quickly cover the rice, and the rice will smoke. Also, you should add the chicken in so the chicken smokes too. I just didn't do that because I didn't want to cut up the chicken before I took a picture of it. That's my video on how to make mandi. If you're interested in more videos, check out my channel, SheBeYemeniFood, and find me on Facebook. Thanks.